This is Dr. Bert Dunya Pilaski, colonoscopy report for Rose Strickland. Because the procedure was GERD, colon cancer screening, history of colon polyp, family of colon cancer, history of diabetic lights and lower abdominal pain. Sedition came back, date of birth is 4/26/96. The salvage to ejection pulse, where second special, the patient duodenum, a question on a patient for entrum, paraglonal patch. Entrum, moderate gastritis, but I saw some nodularity and thickness of the antral fold, multivascular slide diagnosis, ruled out a neoplastic or symptom, changes were gastrointestinal stromal tumors. And rule out if there's lymphoma, or this could be pancreatic rest, or this could be granuloma from prior stomach ulcer, if the patient had in the past. Multivascular lateral feelings as well, about some kind of cardiac question, not a picture. Please get a gastric polyp nodus for Australia. The Australian Cooper Junction. Question short saying with bicycle taking strike diagnosis of a session for sugar patient on top of the patient will turn on KY jelly, turn on patient with placement, turn on KY jelly per rectum, C square rectum, or to see many fan calls are fresh and calls are fresh. So this is in the pre-com that picture here. Prep, left side down close was noted. There was one small cecal polyp, remove the heart force of polyp, spectrum of polyp, the rectum. I saw numerous scattered. Hyperplastic appearing rectal polyps, three of them which were large enough to do the heart force polyp, all three of them, no postpartum bleeding. Patient has left side extensive diabetic left side corners for rectum and deficient trihemorrhoid oblique system. Preserve the complication. Find number question, short symptomatic, biopsy site diagnosis. Number two, gastritis. Number three, antral prepyloric thickness fold with a nodularity, multivascular site diagnosis. Number four, dual neoplastic with symptomatic change, number four, Gaussian reduction due to rim, number five, colonoscopy sequence, number six, fair prep, number seven, the cecal polyp times one, remove the heart force of polyp successful, number eight, left side extensive diverticulosis, Dr. Fisher, number nine, the scattered rectal polyp, hyperplastic like, three of them remove the heart force of polyp, then the postpartum bleeding, number nine was the hemorrhage of re-recognition, a bit further. With the esophagus, the esophagus the question shows from the bus come negative for the esophagus. The peanut penasque in 3 years as a screening for the esophagus. Number two, away from the gastric nodule biopsies and the antrum antral gastric nodule biopsies. Even if the biopsy comes benign, recommend to have an endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation, if possible, EMR. Number three, away for the colon polypathologies. If the polyp comes benign, repeat colonoscopy. Repeat colonoscopy in basically 2 years as a surveillance colonoscopy. Advice patient high fresh water, so someone that's a surgical part, some preparation makes it to prepare her at lower abdominal pain, less likely coming from the colon. patient has history of recurrent diverticulitis, the patient needs to be on high fiber diet, some tool softeners, and non-initial fiber. And if the patient continues on proton pump inhibitor, and should be some prolactin proton pump 40 milligrams through daily could be given for underlying GERD. If the biopsy comes positive for esophagus, otherwise the biopsy comes negative for esophagus, then she could switch to H2 blockers, Pepsi 4 20 milligrams per day. Advice basic high risk water, follow 1-2-3. Please have a doctor, Bishop Ramy K. Proy, Dr. Deanna Carr, and cover Dr. Paul Ansari, November 2nd to 23rd, November 2nd to 23rd. Patient option next.